It has been such a gift of God's grace to be present when our oldest son asked his girlfriend to be his fiancée. And then, too, having the blessing of officiating their wedding and seeing the look on his face as his fiancée walked down the aisle to then become his wife. And then most recently, watching this father's son become a father himself. Our son rejoiced in each of those moments, but then took a step back to let the light shine on his fiancée, his wife, and their new son. But have you ever stepped back out of the spotlight to allow others to be lifted up? Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 1 reminds us of how Joseph must have felt stepping back to watch his wife give birth to a Savior, stepping back to watch his baby boy become a king. As you begin this meditation, allow any racing thoughts to slow, any restless agitations to become content, your pulse and your breathing becoming relaxed as you begin to encounter God at loving rest within you, centering on this present moment of assurance with God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from John chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond simply, "This baby named Jesus. And the Word, Christ, became flesh and lived among us. This baby named Jesus. We actually saw his glory. Glory as belongs to the one and only begotten Son of the Father. This baby named Jesus. The Son, who is truly unique, the one and only of his kind, who is full of grace and truth, absolutely free of deception. Yes, this baby named Jesus." Now settle even deeper into wherever you are, being aware of the divine presence as you whisper soft praises to this baby named Jesus. Have you ever felt as perhaps Joseph did, becoming less relevant as others step into a brighter spotlight? Feeling overwhelmed by responsibilities you know you can't shoulder, and perhaps even fear that you will bear them alone? Well, let your response be truthful. He won't be surprised. Whisper to him those moments you felt alone in completing tasks that you fear no one will ever notice or even appreciate. Be honest with your answers. There is no judgment. You are safe here. Now allow any self-seeking thoughts to just drift on by. Let any self-serving motives float by out of view as you stay centered on the greater good that you do. As you center on unselfish thoughts, center on, well, caring thoughts of being used by God to help others. Center too on your breathing. Take 3 deep, full belly breaths in through your nose, and then slowly out through your mouth. And with each exhale, softly whisper the name of Jesus, this baby named Jesus. once again, selfish, self-serving thoughts may appear, and not to worry. Don't dwell on them or give them any more power. Instead, allow your thoughts to drift easily from generous to selfish and then back to generosity again. From self-seeking to Christ-centered. Continue as you center on God's message for you in this first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Matthew. He was writing to prove to the Jews that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah. So this is a message for you too. So cherish each word for you from Matthew through the Holy Spirit. From Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 from the New Living Translation. To you, my friend in the faith, rejoice as you recall the day you heard Mary will have a son and how she was to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. What emotions did that call for? Did anything surprise you? Well, listen once more from Holy Scripture for a word or a thought or an image in this passage. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So take a minute now, and let this be your contemplation. Her son, his name, and his salvation. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New Christian Standard Bible to be a prayer. But imagine it being a prayer from Joseph to God. Dear Heavenly Father, you appeared to me in a dream, and you told me to take Mary as my wife. You told me what had been conceived in her was from the Holy Spirit. You told me she will give birth to a son, my son. You told me to name him Jesus. You told me he will save his people from their sins. But then you told me to not be afraid. Heavenly Father, give me your strength so I may be strong. Give me your hope that I may believe. And give me your courage that I won't be afraid. In the name of your Son to soon come, Jesus. Amen. For the next minute, I want you to meditate on Joseph's words and imagine praying in the name of your baby boy, a son of yours that will soon belong to the world, your baby boy that will soon be the salvation for all of mankind, this baby named Jesus. Thank you. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience it from the contemporary English version. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit, so go ahead and marry her. Then after her baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So, yes, the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said, "A virgin will have a baby boy, and he will be called Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Then after Joseph woke up, he and Mary were soon married, just as the Lord's angel had told him to do. But they did not sleep together before her baby was born. Then Joseph named him Jesus. What did you encounter in this passage? Something new? Something fresh? Something familiar? Ponder there. Resting in imaginative contemplation, stay within this passage. Watch from the corner as Joseph slowly wakes from his dream. What do you see on his face? Do you see fear? Do you see dread? He is a strong young man with a bright future as a craftsman, but now he is told his virgin bride will have a son that will save all people from their sins. Was he hoping for just a quiet life with his new bride? What would you have been hoping for? And would those dreams now be dashed? We'll take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on your mind being transformed. As your own selfish dreams transform into plans for God's glory. As your own self-absorbed desires become the desires of God. And as your own self-centered plans become centered on God and this baby named Jesus. Stay here for a while longer, centering on this baby named Jesus. With your mind newly changed into that of Christ, be mindful of moments to be driven by generous and charitable motives. And aware, too, of those in your path that you may encounter that are in need of generosity and charity. How might you help another discover the love of God? And how might you do that anonymously so that only God receives the glory? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or evening sun, watch with great expectation for a moment to walk by benevolence and charity, for it will be then and there that you will encounter the caring arms of God and this baby named Jesus. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now to remember to rejoice as you relive the moment you learned that Mary had a son. His name is Jesus. And he came to save the world from sin. Now may the salvation of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with God be what sustains you now and always. Amen.